Thanks for downloading the Jazz Special podcast from Radio Cardiff. For more information, please go to www.jazzspecial.co.uk. This podcast is brought to you by the Parkhouse Jazz Club, Park Place, Cardiff. Telephone 029 2022 4343 or visit parkhouseclub.com.
Hi there, it's Rhys Phillips here with the Jazz Special podcast, bringing you highlights from my weekly Sunday night show on Radio Cardiff. On the podcast this week, I'm coming to you from the Jazzland Club in Vienna, Austria. And I'm quite excited because later on this evening, saxophonist Benny Golson will be taking to the stage here at the club, and he's going to be joining me here on the show a little later on. We'll have another cocktail lesson from Christos, the gig guide, and the chance to win a copy of an album from Christian Mithspiel's Yodel Group. In fact, we're going to start with a track from that very album right now.
Thank you.
Christian Muthspiel's Jodel Group with Der Kollegschlur, taken from an album released around this time last year, actually, on Material Records. The album's called Julio. It features Christian on piano and trombone, Gerald Preinfalk on sax, Mathieu Michel on trumpet, Frank Turla on vibraphone, Jerome Harris on bass, and Bobby Privet on drums. It's Rhys Phillips here with Jazz Special on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM, and I'm coming to you this evening from the Jazzland Club in Vienna, in Austria, and I'm joined now by someone who almost doesn't need an introduction. He has composed several jazz standards, such as Whisper Not and Killer Joe. He's worked with a who's who of jazz musicians. He's top American saxophonist, Benny Golson. Hi there, Benny.
How you doing, Rhys? Good to see you.
Thank you, and thanks very much for joining me on the program. It's an honor to have you here. Now, I find it very hard to believe that there's anyone listening who doesn't know who you are, but just in case, let's just talk about some of the standards you've written. One of the songs that has become a standard is I Remember Clifford, which is, of course, all about Clifford Brown. Yeah. What was it that prompted you to write a song about him?
Well, it was his death, his unfortunate death. You know, we were very good friends, and when he died, you know, it tore our hearts out. Although everybody loved him, and I was prompted to write a song. And I always say, it was a song that I wrote that I wish I had never had a reason to write it. Which means, I'm sorry that he was killed. If he hadn't been killed, I would have never written the song. But since it turned out that way, I thought that I could write something to help people to remember him. And then there again, I didn't need to do that because everybody remembers Clifford. It was a phenomenon. 25 years old when he died.
Benny, tell us about your time working with Lionel Hampton.
You know, when I started out, Rhys, I started out as a piano student. And I fancied that I wanted to be a concert pianist, playing classical music. And at 9 years old, I started. And I studied very hard. And hopefully I was on my way going in that direction, because my piano teacher, when I was about 12, 13, used to send me out to play these Sunday afternoon teas for the ladies, bourgeois ladies, or their fashion shows wearing all those terrible clothes. I don't think anybody was really listening to me. It was like background music. But I was doing that. But when I reached 14, I went to the theater in Philadelphia, my home, and I heard for the first time a live band. And that band happened to be Lionel Hampton. And in that band was a saxophonist named Arnett Cobb. And when he stepped out from the orchestra, from the band, to the edge of the stage, to the microphone, and began to play Lionel Hampton's famous Flying Home, it was then that the piano began to fade. And I used to dream of playing with Lionel Hampton. But I said, oh, that'll never happen. Time passed, and I was playing with Lionel Hampton. Yeah, that's what happened. Incredible.
The dream came true.
I played with the big band, and he had a small group called the Golden Men of Jazz. I played with both groups. This was later, much later, after I learned how to play, of course. And he became a good friend of mine, yeah. You know, you never know what the future's going to happen until it happens.
You had a very strong history you've had with the group called the Jazz Tet, originally co-leading it with Art Farmer, I think, and then reforming it a few years later.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that group.
Strange how that happened, Rhys. I had in mind a group, and I said, well, there's so many quartets, there are lots of quintets, but I don't recall there being very many sextets. So it would be nice to have a sextet together. I have three horns. I could get a lot more development with harmonies and things like that. So I knew Art Farmer. We met each other in Lionel Hampton's band. And I called him up and I said, Art, I've got an idea of putting a group together, a sextet, and I'd like you to be my trumpet player. And he started to laugh, hilariously. I couldn't figure out why the heck is he laughing? I said, well, what's up? He said, you're not going to believe this. I was thinking about putting together sextet, and I was going to call you to be my saxophone player. I said, well, come on by the apartment, and we'll talk about it. And that's how it happened. The name Jazz Tet, Curtis Fuller gave us that name. We didn't know what to call ourselves. He says, well, it's a sextet, and we're playing jazz. Let's call it the Jazz Tet.
Makes sense.
that's how it happened.
Now, in the 1960s, you did sort of leave the jazz world for a short while, and you focused on other things. Was there a particular reason you decided to stop doing jazz?
Oh, yeah. I went out to Hollywood. I moved out there. And I started writing for films, mostly for television. I think I did one movie with David Janssen, but most of the other things I did was for television. The Partridge Family, Mission Impossible, Mannix, MASH, those things like that, yeah. And I enjoyed that for a while. And then I got the itch to come back to what I love. Jazz playing again.
We're all very glad that you did, because
so am I.
And it means that myself and all the other people here tonight will get to see you performing on stage very shortly. Tell us about the band who's playing with you tonight. Who else is going to be on stage with you?
Juris Dudley is our drummer. We've been playing together for ages. He lived in New York for a while. He was playing there too. And Johansson, our bass player. And before all of this, a pianist named Fritz Power was our pianist for years. And unfortunately, he died earlier this year. So we have a new pianist, one that I played with before coming here, named Danny Grissett. And he's tremendous. And so that's the current group now, yeah.
Okay. Benny, thanks very much for taking the time out to talk to me this evening. It's been great having a chat.
And thank you for looking me up.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Maybe
it's been
we'll
great having
you again,
on
huh?
here. I hope so.
Okay, take
Cheers.
Care.
Christos's Cocktail Masterclass, brought to you by the Parkhouse Jazz Club.
This week, we got another great classic, a twist on the classic, called the Fig Manhattan. As the classic Manhattan, the American whiskey, sweet vermouth and bitters. This one we'll be using some Welsh whiskey, Penderyn Sherrywood, some sweet vermouth, a touch of fig syrup, and it'll be straight up garnished with a baby fig. So, your mixing glass, double shot of the Penderyn Sherrywood, one shot of your sweet vermouth, one bar spoon of the syrup from the figs, add a bit of sweetness, a couple of dashes of Bacchus bitters. Fill it with ice and stir well to achieve the right dilution, around 20 to 25 times. Take your martini glass and strain all ingredients. Garnish with a baby fig and serve the Fig Manhattan. Enjoy.
And this Sunday at the Parkhouse, why not treat yourself to a traditional Sunday lunch made with the finest local produce? It's just £24 for two courses or £29 for three. To book a table, you can call 02920-224343 or email claire@parkhouseclub.com.
Jazz Special with Rhys Phillips on Radio Cardiff. Brought to you by the Parkhouse Jazz Club.
Competition time now, and the chance to win a copy of Julio, the album we heard from earlier from Christian Muthspiel's Yodel Trio. All you have to do is answer this very simple question. What is the name of Christian's guitar-playing brother? Is it A, Wolfgang, B, Amadeus, or C, Mozart? Email me your answer to rhys.phillips@radiocardiff.org before 10 o'clock on Friday, and we'll get the CD in the post to the winner as soon as we can. Time for the gig guide now. A look at the live jazz events taking place across South Wales over the next 7 days, though unfortunately I'm not going to be able to make any of these. Monday night, there's the Big Swing at Pontypool Jazz Society at the Comrades Club in Pontypool, and this is the first time on a Monday, and it's going to be a weekly Monday night event from now on. Also on Monday in Cardiff at the Goody Who, there's the Jazz Revue. It's the Cat Jones Quartet there. At the Café Jazz on St Mary Street in Cardiff, it's the new old-fashioned jazz band. Tuesday night at the Café, the Preservation Jazz Society present the John Davis Quartet. Kerry Williams and Dave Jones have their trio performing for Jazz in the Bar at Theatre Brycheiniog on Tuesday as well. And two chances to see Afurico this week. One at Dempsey's on Tuesday night in Cardiff, and then again for Tavine Jazz Society at Panteg House in Pontypool on Friday. At Dempsey's on Wednesday night, it's Emily Saunders. Whilst, and here's a big name for you in South Wales this week, Bobby Wellens will be at Swansea Jazzland this Wednesday evening. I would recommend going and seeing that gig. That sounds amazing. Sheila Southern will be playing for the South Wales Big Band Society at the Whitehead Sports and Social Club in Newport on Wednesday. The Keith Little Trio will be at the Windsor Arms in Penarth, and it's the Jazz Attic Jazz Jam Session at Café Jazz in Cardiff. Thursday night at the cafe, the Joe Webb Trio, and also on Thursday you can catch Dan Mazzore and James Gardner Bateman's quartet there at the North Star in Cardiff. It's the first time I've spotted any jazz taking place at that pub there. That's the North Star on North Road in Cardiff. Friday night, Ian Miller and Dominic Spencer's jazz duo will be at the Norwegian Church Arts Centre down in Cardiff Bay. The Tim Krahart Band will play for Blues Dragon at Cafe Jazz in Cardiff. And then we move to Sunday, and at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon you can catch Hot Club Galois at the Grand Pavilion in Porthcawl. What a great name. The Ragtime Jug Orchestra will be at the Queen's Head in Monmouth that night, and the Glen Manby Quartet will be at Chapter Arts Centre.
That was the Jazz Special Podcast with Rhys Phillips. Brought to you by the Parkhouse Jazz Club, Park Place, Cardiff. Telephone 029 2022 4343 or visit parkhouseclub.com. If you enjoyed that, you can listen to the full shows featuring great music, guests, interviews and sessions every Sunday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock on Radio Cardiff. Or listen to the most recent show by going to jazzspecial.co.uk.